I've been running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got seven women on my mind. Oh, they'd wanna own me too, they'd wanna stone me. One said she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand. Take it easy. Well, I was standing on the corner in Winslow, Arizona. Was blind, but now I see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at me. Come on, baby. Don't say maybe. I gotta know if your sweet love is gonna save me. We may lose and we may win, but we will never be here again. Open up, I'm climbing in. And take it easy. Sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Come on, baby, don't say maybe. I gotta know if your sweet love is gonna save me.
A song that a good friend of mine wrote by the name of John David Souther. He's going to be playing here in a few weeks. And I just released his album. This is one of the songs on it. It's called Jesus in 3/4 Time.
If I gave you my blessing and bid you good night, something was holding me down. Once I was baptized, and that was all right. Now if I just can't living for Jesus day after day. Nobody lives quite that strong. Blessed assurance is one thing to know, and another to sing it. Family possession. passed on to me. No longer fit in my hand. Once I was saved, that one was free. Now I'd be pleased to know just where I that long. Once I was baptized, and now I am free to sing you this new gospel song. Singing higher and higher and higher. Singing higher and higher and higher. Singing higher and higher and higher.
Starting to happen every set. They say that Elvis used to break a lot of strings too in his wilder days. This song I wrote for a girl I knew that was living on an organic vegetable farm in Malibu, California. She had apprenticed herself to this Italian botanist who had invented a sweet lemon. And she was real knocked out by him. She was after the secret of the sweet lemon. I used to go down there and visit her all the time because I was sort of after the same secret. Shadows fell, hiding from the children so they would not tell. We would stay there till her sister rang the evening bell. Jamaica, say you help me find a way. The daughter of the captain on the rolling seas. She would stare across the water from the trees. Last time he was home, he held her on his knees. He said the next time they would sail away, just where they please, Jamaica say. Lifeless sails and stay.
ships can find the sea.
To dedicate this song to Corky Carroll. You don't know about Corky Carroll because he's sort of a Southern California hero out of my school days. Corky Carroll was this really hot surfer. You'd be out in the water and it'd be a good day, you know, and there wouldn't be too many people out, but you'd suddenly people start whispering, Corky Carroll just drove up. I met him in a club that I was playing at just a couple weeks ago. Because he plays music too, he's a musician. And he's got a record company. It's called Rural Records. It's got the logo is a telephone pole with a pigeon sitting on it. And they're based in Capistrano. I'd like to dedicate this song to Corky Carroll and the great Mysterioso Pacific Ocean.
Rock me on the water now. Rock me on
sister, will you soothe my fevered breath? Of the sun are gonna rock me on the water, rock me on the water, sister, will you soothe my fevered breath? Oh, rock me on the water, maybe I'll remember, maybe I'll remember how. Rock me on the water.
This is radio. No one's flashing any of those applause cards or anything, are they? When I was about 5, I was in the Art Linkletter show. And that's the only thing I can remember about it. Is that there'd be this little dude with a little card that'd say applause, and we'd flash it up, or you'd go, flash it down and just die right off. This, I like to do this song for a horse. This horse, it's a New York City handsome cab horse. We were over there the other day, and it had a collision with a truck. It's one of those left turn in, you know, intersection numbers. And the driver of the truck wasn't looking where he was going, and you know. Plus, they probably run into, you know, things all the time. Except this time it was a horse. And, you know, they cover up the horse's eyes, you know, so they don't get uptight. Yeah. So suddenly this truck hit it. It's all right, though. So pissed off about it, actually. It was sort of bleeped about it, actually. It just ran off into the park. Though Adam was a friend of mine, I did not know him well. He was alone into his distance, he was deep into his well. I could guess what he was laughing at, but I couldn't really tell. Now the story's told that Adam jumped, but I'm thinking that he fell. Together we went traveling as we received the call. His destination, India, and I had none at all. Well, I still remember laughing with our backs against the wall. So free of fear, we never thought that one of us might fall. I stood before my only candle, but it's so little light to find my way. Now this story unfolds before my candle, which is shorter every hour as it reaches for the day. And I feel just like a candle. I guess I'll get there, though I wouldn't say for sure. When we parted, we were laughing still as our goodbyes were said. And I never heard from him again, as each our lives we led. Except for once in someone else's letter that I read. Until I heard the sudden word that a friend of mine was dead. I said before my only candle, like a pilgrim sits beside the way. Now this journey appears before my candle as a song that's growing fainter the harder I play. Till I fear before I end I'll fade away. But I guess I'll get there, though I wouldn't say for sure. Though Adam was a friend of mine, I did not know him long. And when I stood myself beside him, I never thought I was as strong. Still it seems he stopped his singing in the middle of his song. Well, I'm not the one to say I know, but I'm hoping he was wrong. I'm holding out my only candle, though it's so little to find my way. Now this story's been laid beneath my candle, and it's shorter every hour as it reaches for the day. And I feel just like a candle in the wind. Oh, I hope I'll get there, though I never pray. Yeah, no. 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 I'd like to introduce my friend to you. His name is David Lindley. He sort of plays Igor to my Dr. Frankenstein.
Forgotten name.
you. Thank you very much. We met this Japanese cowboy in Chicago. He came into the club, and he wanted to talk to me because he said he wrote for a rock and roll newspaper in Japan. He had these really great boots. And like during the course of the interview, it turned out that he was in the United States making a movie. He was an actor, and he brought in this really beautiful Japanese girl who's an actress, and they're doing a movie about them in the United States, and apparently they're stars or something in Japan, you know. And, you know, they're really nuts for Western music over there. But this guy, his name is Hiroshi Asada, and he's been a freak for country music for a long time. He sang us a song called The Ballad of Ira Hayes that he had learned from Mike Seeger. No, he learned it right from Peter Lafarge, the guy that wrote it, who's like a rodeo Indian who's dead now. I don't know if you know about Ira Hayes. Yeah. Ira Hayes was one of the soldiers to erect the flag at Iwo Jima. He was a war hero who died, you know, right after the war. He couldn't get a job, and he drank, you know, he started drinking, and he wound up dying in about 2 inches of water. He fell in a ditch, you know, and drowned. So there's this ballad that Peter Lafarge had written, and Hiroshi liked to sing it. He sang it for us, so instead of coming out, he sang country music perfectly, understand. He had total nasal twang, you know, a little rough end on the top end of his voice and stuff. Only it came out the ballad of Ira Hayes. Sort of half Japanese and half country. And I'd like to sing this song for him. Because this song is sort of half Japanese and half country.
Colors of the sun flashing on the water top, echo on the land, digging for a coin, many other tiny worlds slipping past my hand.
Wait a second. All right, shh. Hang a second. Can you? This happened once before. It just goes till everybody wakes up and gets their fire hats on and stuff and gets in the truck and drives away. Do a fiddle reel. We'll blast them out.
All right,
lad. David's going to do a fiddle reel for you. It's called The Reel of the Hanged Man.
We don't know what they're dealing with over here. No, they don't.
Get a pint of Guinness in him. That's our amplifier. We could have had our choice of all kinds of various amplifiers, but we picked this one because it makes toast, too. All right, lad.
Time for his lie already.
All right, wait a second now. As a guitar player, I might be able to like press out some hamburger patties somewhere. That's about it. All right, back to Japan. I'd also, besides singing this song for Hiroshi Asada, Akira Kurosawa, Tatsuya Nakadai, Toshiro Mifune, Zatoichi, you know, you're the first people we've met outside of LA that know about Zatoichi. Flick, I mean, you know, he's been playing that role for like 15 years. Yeah, he's like the Hopalong Cassidy of no. Zatoichi is a blind samurai swordsman. I mean, like, he's totally blind yet invincible, right? He's a really soulful dude. David, well, now's not the time, but David does a perfect Zatoichi. However, And by this time, you see, I'm in about 7 slices, and I just sort of... That's Satoichi. You have to understand, you out there in Radio Land will never understand, but you have to understand that the whole thing is you never actually see the stroke that kills, you know, the opponent, you know. In this one Toshirô Mifune movie called Samurai Assassin, he's getting ready for a battle, you know, which some other people don't want him to go to. For reasons I won't disclose, but he wakes up and realizes he's surrounded by these 7 of his comrades who are trying to keep him from making this one rumble, you know. And he looks around him, and he goes, he goes, you just see him go, like that, and about 3 of them fall, you know. Because that kind of swordsmanship is called iai, and it's just like, it's like out, slash him about 4 ways, and back in before, you know, it's just, and every, like, about 4 dudes fall, and the rest of them, like, run around like chickens while he hacks them up. And, anyway, besides Hiroshi Asada, the Japanese cowboy, Satoichi and Tatsuya Nakada, the Marlon Brando of Tokyo, and all these other people, I'd like to sing this song for my little half-sister who lives in Japan and is half Japanese.
The sun flashing on the water top, echo on the land, digging for a coin, many other tiny words slipping past my hand. It wakes you, understand you are not dreaming. It is not seeming just to be this way. Shadows on the sky, loneliness of seagull songs lifts me from the sand. Fading to the wind, sailing sleeping, it is not keeping yourself inside. Dying men drum numbers in the air, dream to conquer little bits of time, scuffle with the crowd to get their share. voices in the air, sympathetic harmony coming from the tree. Hanging at my door, many shiny surfaces bringing in the breeze. Oh, leave me where I am not losing. If I am choosing not to plan my life, disillusioned saviors search the sky, wanting just to show someone the way, asking all the people passing by, doesn't anybody want the way? Oh, say goodbye to Joseph and Maria. They think they see another sky. From my fallen window, I still see them. I'll never free them from the sky.
There was a woman in the audience the other night that was in labor, you know? She was sitting there right by the door. She was timing the labor pains, and it was like down to 5 minutes. And it's just before I went on stage, you know? She said she wanted to see the show. Yeah, really, it was really nice. So we hurried up and did the show, you know? And she named it Jason. Yeah, that's really out of sight. Alan Kramer and wife. All right, for Jason Kramer. That's all right. Hey. Power to the babies. No. That power to the mommies. Let's do a... It's hard to tell exactly how long we've been up here. But, seven minutes, huh? No. 52. All right. We'd like to do this tune for you here that was inspired by these great, really beautiful redneck people I met in the woods last summer. I met them in Utah. I was floating in this river, trying to forget about Los Angeles, just floating there looking at the sky. And this dude floats by and just sort of... looks at me, just... hi. And I open my mouth to say hi, and he goes, pop something in my mouth, which dissolved instantly in this colorless, odorless substance, which will go unnamed here. Guy's back there crossing himself. Yeah. Anyway, we had a most amazing day, and we took over the entire Mount Zion National Monument. We conquered the universe for one afternoon there. I'd like to also dedicate this song to the Coppolas who live across the alley there for having 4 great daughters. And also to Tommy, their only son. This song is basically about, not to cop out, it's about cradle snatching. I'd like to dedicate it also to Jerry Lee Lewis and Chuck Berry, who married their 13-year-old cousin.
sweet little 16. She's got the grown-up blues, tight dresses and lipstick. She's sporting high-heel shoes. But come Monday morning, you'll have to change your trend. She'll be sweet 16, back in class again. They're really rocking in Boston, Philadelphia, yeah. Deep in the heart of everybody's got a dance with a sweet little 16.
Thank you. Good night. Jackson Brown with David Lindley. Thank you. Thank you very much. We got a song here that's guaranteed to put you right back into the your 50 Merc. Oh, it's a little one.
Oh.
Power to the babies. if this doesn't completely electrocute your chromosomes and part in this for you, cause I only know one verse, but you know, you'll know it when it comes up. As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong with our love, a love that was so strong. And as I walk on, I think of things we've done together while our hearts were young. I'm a walking in the rain, tears are falling and I feel the pain, wishing you were here by me. lady stands before an open window, staring so far away. She can almost feel the southern wind blow, almost touching her restless days. She turns from her window to me, sad smile, her apology, sad eyes reaching to the door. Daylight loses to another evening, and still she spares me the word goodbye, and sits alone beside me, fighting her feelings, struggles to speak, but in the end can only cry. Suddenly, it's so hard to find the sound of the words to speak her troubled mind. So I'm offering these to be kind. There's a train every day leaving either way. There's a world, you know, there's a way to go. You'll soon be gone, that's just as well. This is my child's drawings left there on the table, and a woman's silk lying on the floor. I would keep them here if I were able, to lock her safe behind this open door. But I'd ask her to see what she may never see. And now my kind words find their way back to me. There's a train every day leaving either way. There's a world, you know, you got a ways to go. And I'll soon as well. This is my opening
Jackson Brown.